This week's Torah portion is called Titzaveh, and it concerns itself with clothing, specifically those worn by Aaron and his sons, the priests, in the ancient sanctuary. These special garments served a very important purpose. It helped the priests understand the significance of bringing honor and glory to the services and tasks they were performing. In other words, holy work needed to be conducted in a holy way. In Jewish tradition, there is a concept called Hidur Mitzvah, the beautification of a mitzvah. This idea is very relevant to the way we practice Judaism today. When we daven, when we worship, for example, it's not the amount of words said that are significant, but rather the way in which we pray. In our congregation, most of the prayers are sung to melodies which help to accentuate the beautiful words we are saying and connect with God in a more meaningful way. Another example, when Jews have a Shabbat meal at home, we cover the challah, the bread, not simply with a napkin or a towel, but with a special covering to indicate that the ritual we are performing is sacred. I urge all of you to think about a mitzvah or a ritual that you do and consider ways of beautifying or enhancing those things. Remember that it is ultimately the glory that accompanies a mitzvah which truly makes us more cognizant of the meaning behind what we are doing and opens a gateway to a much more powerful relationship with the Holy One. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel of Kehilat Moshe. Please share these podcasts with your friends. You can find them at kehilatmoshe.org. You can also find them on our Facebook page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. If you're interested in sponsoring a podcast, please get in contact with us. If you have any questions or comments, we're always delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.